last time on Tales from Moxferry. Gerlach met with his followers to discuss his most favorite subjects, murder and doing things to ruin the reputation of Paylor. His followers continued to make progress and were particularly beset with his ruling that murder should not be witnessed by others. Meanwhile, Nuek and Azriel went to a Moxferry City Council meeting to discuss whether Monsterville must pay taxes, or whether it should be considered a separate entity within the city. After a sizable gold donation and compelling speech from Nuek, the council decided to table further discussion to next month. Nuek was not thrilled with this decision.
Oh my gosh, we're live on the internet.
What?
Dude, speak for yourself.
We're existing on the internet. There we go.
That's my alive noise.
Wow.
Oh my gosh. It's been a while, internet. Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
Hold the line, people. Don't sell GameStop.
That's right. Diamond hands, everyone. Diamond hands.
I just had to throw that out. That was like the most recent thing I've heard about recently in regards to internet stuff.
We'll be talking about stocks tonight. I love them. Tonight we're...
Just remember not to take any of our advice. We're all terrible.
That's right. Yeah. This is Tales from Moxferry, and tonight we'll be playing Godbound by Kevin Crawford. I'm Josh Long. It's been a while. You can find me at Evil DM Josh, and you can find other great shows, like our newest show on the network, Dames and Dragons, at geekspective.com. Yeah. If you don't know about Dames and Dragons, they are a Dungeons and Dragons 5th edition podcast of comedy and great storytelling. You should all check it out. And with that, let's go to my left, Brother John.
Hey, I'm Brother John. You can find me fighting the system at Monochrome Guy at Twitter or at That Drawer. I'm sorry if I don't sound crazy good, because part of fighting the system is getting my benefits to get my teeth yanked. And so I'm dealing with that right now, and I'm very tired. And that's the end for me. Also, I play Brimstone, Red Dragon Man, and he punches a lot of things. And that's all I got.
I'm
sorry. I'm
tired. It's fine.
I'm sorry. I'm so tired.
Right below, Amber.
Hey, it's Amber, also known as Rocket Orca. And yeah, I play Milana. She's a pixie that's half dead and apparently is the fairy Meemaw to a bunch of orphan children, of which is a 35-year-old man. So yeah, that's what I got going on. Okay, bye.
Freaking Todd. Right below that, Dave.
Hey, everybody. Hey, I'm carrying the energy for the group right now. I would just like to reach out to our listeners, streamers, all the people that support us. We're kind of doing a fundraiser tonight for Brother John, who was viciously attacked by a group of like
dentists,
like violent, violent people in some kind of a professional, organized manner. We don't know what happened. We're still looking into it. But you know, reach into your wallet, reach into your heart, support a struggling artist tonight. Thank you. You can find me on Twitter at Steady Minotaur. I am at 26 followers on Twitter. If I can hit 30, I will give it...
Quarter of a 100?
Even more,
damn.
Yeah. If I can hit 30, I will give a special shout out to my Dirty 30. I play Nuek. I think he's a Minotaur. He does some cool shit. He's the mayor of Monsterville. My 13-year-old son listened to the Dinner Out in Monsterville and loves it and consistently quotes that episode to me now. And he does a really good impression of Chris as the Threekin. It was not an appropriate episode for a 13-year-old. Just throwing that out there. But
I'm just more appalled that he's 13.
Yeah.
God, he is a man now.
That is weird.
He
can probably grow a better mustache than I can.
You know what? He can. He fucking can, Chris. Oh, God, that man. I don't know. Nuek, he's a Minotaur. He's the mayor of Monsterville. He's the godbound of endurance, might, and sword. He does some cool shit around here. And he's going to bust some fuckers out of jail tonight.
We're in jail?
No, we'll get to that. Don't worry.
Okay.
No, you are in jail too. Psych. To my right, Chris.
What's up? I'm Chris, and I play Azriel.
And last but not least, John.
I may accept the least. That would be fine with me.
Do not do that.
I'm out on the interwebs, even less than usual right now, so... Crossways GM Twitter handle, blah, blah, blah. Gerlach, the Skulk Assassin, Murder God.
You have all kind of gotten back together again after taking care of some of your problems that you gathered through your dominion. Most of them were taken care of, except for one, and that was Gerlach's followers. I guess to kind of talk about, if you want to be reminded about what were those issues. So Gerlach, his followers were leaving a lot of evidence behind and were getting locked up. And so they were going to be pumped, you know, interrogated for information and pretty much blow the covers over what Gerlach's really about. Newek,
is there a question about what Gerlach is really about?
Well, you're fairly certain it could lead to you having your Matthias Cromwell thing be complicated. For Newek, the purse was getting tired of you playing pretend and was planning on realizing its revenue, but you went to town to the council
financial council meeting or something. Yeah,
and talked it up and paid with the help of Brimstone. For Azrael, there was a whole bunch of weird rituals that were disturbing the transcription or the order of transcription, and they were going to look into it, and you talked them all down. Brimstone, your followers were going to be in great danger was the worry. Yeah,
I think so.
And
I don't know in danger of what, but I remember that being said.
Right, because as mentioned, there was an odd wizard that wanted to get revenge. And Milana, Orla said they would take care of it and winked at you. Gerlach relented, and then Orla brought the demigod of retribution, war, and self-defense back alive, Ultio.
Which was a mistake. I'm sure we will regret it at some later point.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but it was something we kind of had to do because we weren't able to leave the room otherwise or something. I can't remember the exact specifics.
Yeah, they'd like locked down a bubble of reality that we were stuck inside.
Yeah. So, you know, it's kind of one of those regrets you have to live with.
And so, yeah, you all took care of everything except for the last thing was to go break all or a fair amount of Gerlach's followers out of jail.
All right.
And that's where we are right now.
Sounds like a job for a lawyer, says Brimstone, as he points to himself with his beaten up briefcase and terrible suit that looks horrible now because of all the things he's done in it. He's just like, I can't remember how many things I've done in that suit, but he's been canonically within his suit doing like fighting and stuff. And
it's just,
no problem. Sounds like you need a new suit.
Some other day.
This is my wedding suit. This is my fighting suit.
So what are we doing?
We're breaking some murderers out of jail.
Yeah, we just decided to do a shopping adventure looking for Brimstone in a new suit.
Oh, well, yes. All right.
The problem is that his mask has to agree with the suit, that they're a good match.
Mm-hmm. I think the suit I got on is fine. It makes me look like I'm a no-nonsense lawyer.
Well, how are we going to break people out of jail?
Lawyer.
Magic, I guess?
Probably violence.
I mean, yeah, we could get a piece of paper that says, free them.
Well, I'm kind of good with locks, so we just start unlocking doors until we get to our guys.
All right.
Just walk in, sneak them out. I mean, okay, let's be honest here. They're not high-level characters.
Yeah, this seems like a real low-level adventure for us. Like, we have a character who can bypass any lock. We have a character who can blend in and is supposed to be anywhere he is. We have a character who is invisible. We have a character who can pick up the jail and move it.
What is this prison like?
What district is the prison in?
So there is a prison district in Mox Ferry. And the main compound is known as the Black Peak Prison.
I was afraid you were going to bring that up.
Uh-huh. And so a lot of the prison district is made up of, you could say, old capital buildings. So before Mox Ferry was attacked, you know, hundreds of years ago, and it was before they were rescued, like while they're being attacked, destroyed a whole bunch of the capital, old capital that was in the northeastern section of what is Mox Ferry today. And so everything kind of grew away from it. And so there's a lot of old ruined capital buildings that have been repurposed and strange things done to them. And that's where they keep prisoners now, amongst a fairly sizable compound for at least the Black Peak prison itself. There are other supporting, you know, buildings and infrastructure in the prison district to, you know, facilitate incarceration and whatever you need to do to prisoners. But the main compound that you would need to go is Black Peak Prison, where Gerlach's followers are. You know that. You are able to gather information amongst all your followers and abilities.
Last I remember hearing about Black Peak Prison was in another game we played.
Yes.
You should listen to. I just remember it being like a no-nonsense place. Where like everyone's kind of like, it's like a supermax prison. So I'm like, yes. What was Gerlach's followers doing?
I hope they were murdering in an approved and effective way.
Yeah. That was why, yes.
Okay. Let's go. Let's rock and roll. Let's roll up in there and knock some doors in. I don't know. I think that's what lawyers do.
Knock in doors.
Knock in doors. Make demands. Yep. Throw papers around.
So what you yeah, if you approach a district, you could be right outside the Black Peak Prison compound itself. It takes up like 3 city blocks, you could say. It is gigantic.
Yeah.
And it has a no-nonsense wall around it. You could definitely tell it was probably like the Capitol building itself, a wall that was repurposed and repaired over time and, you know, probably magically augmented and all
to
that kind
the
of
tone,
stuff.
Can it constantly have like an overcast and black shadow and like yes. lightning going on
yes.
in the background? And
absolutely.
You know. The lightning is hard to maintain, but everything else sounds
great. I definitely am picturing in my head, it's like a lot of grays and I could definitely see that like black mm-hmm. as well and really cloudy. It definitely does seem very dour
no
in this
allowed.
Area. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There's a guard out front as we say that. He's like, no smiling.
No fun allowed.
No smiling. There actually is a moat around this as well. And so there is a drawbridge that's down, but there's all the gate is down. And if you want to approach it, there is guards there. If you wish to enter, you can do whatever you want. I'm just kind of laying out what there is and we can answer whatever questions you got.
What do you guys want to do, team?
Path of least resistance.
I mean, we can always try and talk our way in.
Yeah.
Talk.
Newek is wearing his prison guard uniform. He found it in some kind of resaler, but he looks kind of like the Incredible Hulk, where everything's just kind of shredded and like tiny, and so he's going to blend right in.
I think we have to make an example, so you don't lock up Gerlach's murderers because. You'll get murdered.
Okay.
So we got to kill them all.
Okay, let's do
so,
it.
So everybody's like, we should... Milana's like, we should do the Path of Least Resistance. Gerlach's like, oh, that sounds like we murder everybody.
Murder them all.
How are we going to kill everybody in here? I mean, I guess we could.
Well,
he's
the godbound of murder. I think he's got this. How are we not going to kill everybody?
Wouldn't you?
All right. Sure. You know what? I'm sure Josh thought, I wonder what one of the players will want to do. Because he has such a strong conviction for murder, all of them will follow. So he probably banked on this.
Come on, Milana.
There's going to be one guard who's like super badass. He's like the god of guarding or something.
I'm the demigod of prison guards.
Yeah.
Come on, Milana. Think about all the people who've died in those walls.
I'm the demigod of minimum wage work.
Wow.
I think you have to have a certain attitude of, I like to be in charge of people, too.
Mm-hmm.
I like to get paid minimum wage, and I like to boss people around. I have found my career.
I like the idea of a demigod of mediocre things.
Yes, yes.
I'm the demigod of toast.
I'm the demigod of lawn work.
I am the demigod of lukewarm.
Oatmeal. I want to see that demigod. Just bore us to death. I'm thinking that we can't just waltz in here and just go, murder, murder. Let's have some fun and kill everyone.
Well,
isn't that why we have all these skills about murder?
Yeah,
murder,
I do.
Murder my numbers.
And yes, I'm sure the prison graveyard is full of bodies.
Well, not even just the graveyard. Imagine like what dirty secrets are in there where there's
there's all kinds of
in
shanked,
the walls and stuff like that. The prisoners were used as mortar for the walls and stuff crazy like that, you know? I don't know.
Yeah.
And then there's also the moat. Who knows what's fallen into the moat?
So,
there's a moat?
So, Milana, what's your alternative to murder everybody?
Our talkie-talkie boy over here. As
we see, I think I think our best plan is a combination of the two. We find the most direct path to my followers and then murder everybody along that path.
Okay, we can always go back to our best plan of action, which is to dress up like Ghostbusters. We had this prison, we got a lot of ghosts.
The old go-to, yes, dress up as a team of
statistically, it is our most successful plan.
Truly, it is. As far as infiltration goes. Hello.
We ain't afraid of no ghosts.
Pretty good.
I guess we could if you want to go that route. We were this.
We were sent here by our Lord and Pope President Armerion.
It's Armerion. Pactian Armerion.
Okay. The Lord Pactian Armerion sent us and his most trusted saint to come and purge you of your spectral pests.
I'm gonna throw it up there. I'm 100% not gonna pull the saint card.
Oh, so you're going to try beating?
Look, if you have a saint card, you're not using this goddamn saint card to benefit the group.
No, I don't want
to. What kind of unholy saint are you?
We could pull the intelligence card and say we're here to interview your prisoners because we need more information on this plot to kill the Pope.
So is there a group of people in the world that are interrogators or like journalists? Are we like doing it from a journalist perspective or from
Matthias
is the head of state intelligence.
Right.
Oh, I forgot about your place in the world.
You could pull it as this is like, you know, a matter of state
security,
something like that.
Yes, I'm Matthias Cromwell, Director of Intelligence. I'm here with my band of evil monsters to further the state's goals.
Full-on Director of the CIA.
Yeah.
Like, yes.
You got sunglasses?
Swarm in with your squad.
I don't have
spooks.
Any handy, but that would be great.
Matthias is going to lead us up and say...
I think I need a second character sheet for Matthias' abilities.
Yeah.
Yeah, you do.
I could pretend I'm like your secretary or something. I don't know how I hide the horns. Ooh, I could rip off my own antlers and then heal them back.
The fuck?
Ow. You could rip them off and I can heal them back for you. Actually, isn't Brimstone actually my assistant?
Yes.
In
technically, yes, I am. Yes.
So actually, we're looking all official at this point.
Well, it would be pretty good.
So are we going to do... I was just thinking about the Ghostbusters thing.
Going back to the ghosts.
Brimstone was like... Brimstone had the dumb idea that maybe he could dress up like a ghost and pretend he's the ghost that you guys are there for. And he's like, ooh, causing minor inconveniences and stuff.
I'm willing to bet at least $1 that we've done that before.
Maybe.
I think we have.
This is like Operation to Catch a Ghost.
But I feel like I'm behind. I'm stuck on the Ghostbusters idea.
So instead of
I feel like we are shark tanking this idea to Josh.
I'm just waiting for you to tell me what you're doing.
We're discussing
a
group.
Here's what I need to do. I need to gather a bunch of bags of blood.
What? What is this
so on our way there,
play?
I just need it.
For
so
what?
On our way there, I'm just gonna start filling up some bags of blood.
All right, flashback. Take one stress.
Yes. Everybody. Well, we haven't even started yet, so this is even a flashback. This is a flash forward.
Oh, okay, this is your prep. Okay.
So like we're walking over there, and they're like, "Where'd Gerlach go?" Nope, just getting some blood. Meanwhile, in the alley, gurgle.
Okay, so remind me what we're doing again. What's my role? Just be invisible. Okay, got it.
And what's Brimstone's
role? Great, guys. See you on the other side.
Brimstone. I am down for whichever plan the group decides on.
Listen, Brimstone's either going to go in there dressed as a ghost, a messy lawyer, or something, but he's going to dress up as something regardless of what the plan is. So that's where Brimstone stands on this whole thing. He's kind of leaning on ghosts, wants to wear a bedsheet like that. Like, be like, ooh, like a trick-or-treat kid ghost. Just, I got sheets.
We did this plan when I was playing the Necromancer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I believe at this point Nuick's plan is to just Kool-Aid man through the prison walls.
We could do, maybe Gerlach doesn't have to say anything because he's too important,
yeah,
and then Brimstone can do all the talking for him.
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
And Brimstone blends in. So.
Yeah, Brimstone would obviously...
He's supposed to be here. Seem,
yeah.
I think I would have to convince, like, Brimstone would be okay, but I think they'd have to convince them why you'd be okay for you guys.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm thinking
and I think
too much
that's,
about it.
I think that's Azriel work right
yep.
there.
I'm sure Azriel could, give me an assist on that. I would love to be the front man with my messed up business
suit.
All right.
That sounds like the plan, so let's roll with it.
Brimstone is my assistant. He speaks for me because I'm too important to talk to the peons.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And Azrael and Brimstone are going to do the talking for our trip to interrogate the murder crew.
Mm-hmm. Well, honestly,
to see what they know about trying to kill the Pope.
Mm-hmm. And then Newick is Kool-Aid manning it, from what I understand.
Yeah. When that plan doesn't work, I'm just going to like rhino my way through this.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Yeah, I mean, we'll take Newek. He's our interrogator.
Mm-hmm.
Could you, like, carry a rack with you? Just, like, throw one over your shoulder?
And
like a spice rack?
Exactly. Yeah, like a spice rack, yeah.
That's exactly what I was thinking. Okay. Like an Iron Maiden, you just, like, heft it over your shoulder. Here to talk to your prisoners.
Yeah, okay, so we're here to interrogate prisoners. I'm trying to know what Brimstone's, like, trying to internalize this. I'm like, this is what we're going in there to do. Try not to
Brimstone
stray.
Is full-on method acting.
Yeah, exactly. And we're here to interrogate prisoners who are part of
this
murder
cult.
Yes, okay.
We suspect a plot to assassinate the Pope, and they're involved.
And we were sent by a granddaddy Pope. Got it.
Did I collect enough blood?
Oh, it's fine.
For what?
So you all roll up to this, you know, what I described, you know, the drawbridge is down, but there's a gate and there's a guard, and you approach him, Brimstone.
Brimstone says, hey. We were sent by Granddaddy Pope to interrogate some possible assassination attempts or some kind of plan for assassination on the Pope. We hear that you have some cult members that were planning that. God, I'm sorry. I'm trying to keep my thoughts organized.
That's fine.
But it sounds so much better.
And Team Evil is off to a strong start. Yeah. Right,
and here, and I point to Matthias, who would be a Matthias Cromwell to these people, I suppose. Mm-hmm. This is the...
Yes, I flash my Matthias symbol at them.
And I lean over to Matthias. I'm like, what are you again? You're like the head of intelligence or something.
Yes, I'm the director of
state
intelligence, I believe.
Director of intelligence, right? Matthias Cromwell, and he's here on with the authority from the big Pope to do this interrogation.
Oh, I just stick my nose in the air and pretend I don't see them. They're just an obstacle in my way.
Oh, the big Pope, daddy, huh? Intelligence. Okay, Sure, you hear that, Rudy? Ha! He kind of talks to the other. Shout out to one of our Patreon supporters, Rudy. They're like, ha! Where's your badge at?
Where's my badge? I guess, you know, he's talking to me, or is he talking to
you? Yeah, he's talking to you.
Oh, he's talking to me, but I'm like, didn't you see the fancy badge that Matthias has flashed? Did you? Do you not see my briefcase? I am here for business, and I ain't joking around. I've been through a lot, as you can see, through my messy suit just to be here.
It's too bad that Brimstone doesn't have any power that we can
right.
smooth this over.
Go ahead, roll a charisma check with an additional +4 obstacle.
It's just a d20, right? I forget how to roll these things. D20.
Yep.
I got a 12 exactly.
All right, there you go. And so the guy's like, oh, all right, well, Rudy will take you to the main HQ area to get this all sussed out.
What's your name, son?
My name's Green.
Green, we'll expect no favors from me, Green, when we report back to HQ, being all skeptical and stuff.
Uh-huh. Well, you can thank me for your tax dollars and support some other time.
Yeah. I'm a lawyer. I don't know what that means.
And so the gate comes up, and this pretty, you know, well-worked-out guard comes up to you. All right, let's follow me. So they walk you through this giant compound. They walk you like almost directly down the middle of like there's clearly these are old roads, you know, from the old time, and some are still being used. You can tell there's collapses and there's a mess in some of the places, like just abandoned roads. But they've maintained some of the main arteries, and you just keep on walking. You go by a lot of buildings that have been either retrofitted or, you know, new ones have been built from where old buildings were of stone, and all of them are barred in some manner. As you walk down, there's like varying different sizes, right? So there's some that are just like one story, two story, but then you go by some that are six stories off in the distance a little bit. You see some that are like 20 stories, and they're all about the same kind of very, you know, minimalistic architecture. It's
very brutal.
Yeah, very brutal. And it's not a great time. If you were a good party, this you would not feel great going through here.
Kind of like it, actually.
Exactly. And Rudy is like, huh. So there's a little time to chat as you're walking through this compound. And Rudy kind of looks over to general direction. So, who are you trying to get?
We're here for some murder cult guys who were arrested recently, apparently. let me refer to my the assistant's assistant. I guess I look at Asriel. Like, give me a handy assistant.
I don't know. We have no idea what they... I would assume that they know that they're members of the Ebon Purge, right? I don't know. We have no idea.
Just tell them that we're here to interrogate a few serial killers who may be affiliated with a dark cult.
We'd like to talk to all your mass murderers that were arrested recently.
Oh. Yeah, what you said. Serial something.
And when you said, LaRue's like, oh, I thought... When you were talking about cult, I thought you were talking about some of those like ghost worshippers that have come through recently.
Oh, there's so many cults out there these days.
ghost worshippers?
Yeah, well, I don't know. Mass murderers, maybe they've been processed earlier. I don't know. I don't work here all the time, but the last ones I saw come through the paddy wagon were some kind of weird ghost worshippers. But hopefully you find who you need. And as he says that, you make it to the HQ. And it's clearly the old Capitol building. This retrofitted for, you know, operation, like for this is where people would probably come to get processed if they have the luxury of being processed. And this is where, you know, the high ups and other people would, you know, have their offices and the like. And so it's a pretty, you know, it's just a nice big castle, whole nice is in quotes. And they walk you in. They're like, well, I got to go back to the post and hang out with Green. I mean, work with, support Green. Mm-hmm. But Matt here will help you get hopefully what you need. And so they motion to, like, as you enter into this, you pretty much enter into the grand hall, and it's just there's a low murmur just the whole time. And there's this rows of desks where perhaps there was pews at one point or what have you. And there's rows of desks, and you look to the sides, and there's just the whole wall is like just full of people chained, and you see like guards go and unlock someone and lock them into a chair at these desks, and these people are lucky enough to be processed or what have you. But Rudy takes you and points you to a really fine desk, someone that seems kind of important in towards the back. That's where you can go if you wish.
Oh, we wish.
All right, so you go past all these other desks of people being processed, and you hear weird stories as you go by. Dude, a lot of cussing.
Do we see anybody we recognize?
That's a great question.
That'd be interesting.
It wasn't me, it was the ghost.
Yep, exactly. Yeah, sure. Who is someone? Who do you see that's familiar for someone here?
Is there somebody we all hated, like, aside from Skittles? Like, who's alive? Somebody that...
I mean,
how about Gambo?
Moana hates
Gambo. Pacifist. Oh no, but I like Gambo.
Well, yeah, everybody likes Gambo.
Gambo. Does the thought of leading a group through the creative landscapes of your imagination terrify you? Do you worry about being asked questions you don't know the answers to? Have you wanted to try being a dungeon or game master, but your social anxiety has been holding you back? Hi, I'm Amber, and I used to nearly vomit at the idea of running a tabletop RPG. How'd I get over that anxiety? I haven't. Surprise, I'm still an anxious mess, and you can listen to all of it on Shapeshift, where I've recorded 80% of every game I've ever ran. Over the last 4 years, I've run a ton of indie one-shots like Casketland, a weird Western horror game, to my first ever campaign using Ryutama, a Studio Ghibli-like exploration-focused game. Follow me through my journey learning how to GM and to live with my anxiety. It doesn't go away completely, but it does get easier to manage. Go to geekspective.com to find out more information or find Shapeshift on wherever you listen to your podcasts.
What is Gambo? Oh my god, yeah, let's put Gambo in here and figure out what Gambo's here.
Oh no, Gambo!
All right.
I'm emotionally invested now.
All right, here we go. Gambo's in my notes. Here we go. Yeah, so you see Gambo.
He doesn't have his little wig, does he?
He does not have his little wig.
Oh no, he's been shook down. He's got all his...
They took his wig! The monsters!
He doesn't have his wig. I should roll one more time for Gambo.
Yeah, who is the monsters now? It is not us, it is the humans.
Exactly.
I think it has to be an income tax evasion thing.
Oh, gosh.
Possibly. Gambo does not have his wig on, but he looks like he's in nice clothes, right? He's not super roughed up or anything like that, but he looks very nervous as he's at this desk.
Oh no, Gambo! Gambo, what have they done to you? Princess says, he like grabs his shoulders. How long has it been since we've seen Gambo? Like the time skip was like 20 years.
20 years,
like,
yeah.
So he's probably like much older. But yeah.
Yeah.
He's got wrinkles under his eyes.
Yeah, he probably has a little bit more sunspots.
Yeah.
Yeah. He looks at you. He like
I
looks
really
over
don't
at
remember
your
the voice.
Voice
you had for
he's like, no. Ah, wow. Yeah, something
hello,
like that.
Hello,
yeah.
My darling. Hello, my honey.
Well, it's like I said, it's been 20 some years.
Yeah.
His voice probably changed.
Oh, Brimstone.
Gambo.
What are you doing here?
Oh, I'm wearing my business suit. I guess I'm here on business, as you can see.
Are you here to represent me?
Sure, yeah, totally. I'm a lawyer. That's what I do. Brimstone Law Offices. Freedom, Vengeance. It's a work in progress. There's a lot of words I want to pick from. Anyways.
Oh, my gosh. So, and he looks over to this person. He's like, Michael, see, I'm innocent.
Is Michael this person that's persecuting them? Or
yeah, this is the
what's
the, guard
the charges here, Michael?
Well, it says here operating a theater without license and tax evasion.
Those are Bruce's like, and that's worthy of the Black Peak prison's time. Just some petty crime, such as, you know, maybe he was too busy. It's not like Gambo gets a lot of support.
Yeah. I was
you
just
have robbed
really
the world
playing.
Of art, Michael.
Did Michael
maybe,
arrest
maybe
him?
No, Michael's just processing him.
He's just processing him.
Maybe we should take him back for our interrogation
yes.
of prisoners.
We should interrogate he's Gambo.
Tied into this whole situation.
So you want to suggest that maybe he's involved in this and that we should take him to interrogate?
Yes, he's in for white-collar crime. Let's implicate him for mass yes. murder.
They think you might be involved in murder. Murder, conspiracy to assassinate the Pope.
God.
I think Brimstone likes this idea. And he's like, yeah, we want to interrogate him for murder, and like winks at Gambo like, yeah, trust me. It's like murder.
We want to
murder,
interrogate Gambo.
Oh, murder
for
of
murdering the Pope.
Oh, murder of who? Oh, conspiracy against the Pope. Wink. It's okay, buddy. Wink.
We'll take him from here.
Can we get away with that?
Are yeah. you taking point on this one as well?
Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead and roll a charisma check as well. It'll be a 4 obstacle as well. Okay, so. Because as you say this, Gambo...
He's probably like, I'm not cool with that.
Yeah.
Like, you want to frame me for... 4. I rolled a 4.
So, yes, yeah, so Gambo's like, no, I didn't kill anyone. He looks at Michael, and Michael's like, I don't know what you're talking about and why you're here, but keep on going. I got to process this one.
Can I give him a bribe to take it easy on Gambo? Because I feel like Brimstone would give a bribe to him to take it easy
on
him.
He's going to bribe out in front of everyone.
Well, I
yeah, that's a hell of a lawyer.
I'd be super subtle about it. Can I try?
Tell me whatever you want to do.
Because I want to be easy on Gambo. Poor Gambo. He's been gone for so long, and I haven't been able to find him until now, and it turns out he's been in prison or being processed or whatever. I don't know what the heck. I don't have, like, actual... coin, obviously.
No, you don't.
I'd have to pull a miracle out of my butt and get. But that's like a lot of gold. Wealth is like more gold.
Yes, it's a lot of gold.
Screw it. I guess I'll just remember to break out Gambo on the way out because it's not going to. We're not walking out of here. So in the chaos, I'll have to save Gambo. All right.
Okay.
But it would be easier if he was with us.
It would be, I mean, but.
You want me to get Gambo? We'll go with him. I don't. It's easy. Michael's not going to be a hard-on about this if I get involved.
Yeah, why don't you tell Michael that?
He's right there.
Yeah. He is right there.
He's
yeah.
literally
yeah,
right
I mean,
here.
Newick will pivot and, like, lock eyes with Michael. Be like, Michael, we're going to take Gambo now. You're cool with that, right?
We're, like, in a hall process.
Yeah, you're...
and there's, like, guards everywhere, I'm imagining. Like,
yes.
Okay.
There's guards transferring people from the wall to the desk and from the desk to their final destination.
I will kill Michael if he doesn't give us Gambo.
I mean, like...
I'm just saying...
Yeah, this is not a problem for any of us.
I'm surprised Gambo was happy.
Like, I don't care if there's other guards. What do I care?
Kind of trouble.
Gambo's like, ah.
Gambo, we love you, says a disembodied voice.
Gambo starts sweating profusely, even though a lizard person really couldn't do that. But I'm just viewing like, shh.
Yeah.
Like he's licking his eyeball.
He starts shedding scales.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. He doing all the nervous tics. Mm-hmm. As you say this, anyway, Michael stands up, and he realizes as he stands up that he is not anywhere close to your height. Anyway. But right, he still right. tries to like look big, even though he's a
paper
pusher.
Yeah, be big about it, yeah.
Yeah. He's like, I don't know what kind of jurisdiction you have here, but I am still processing Gambo here, and I will hold him here until I'm done processing.
How long does that take? Says a disembodied voice.
And they like Michael looks around and he's like, as long as I need it.
That is not a sufficient answer. How long does it usually take you to process prisoners?
Oh, the stack of paperwork is like one parchment.
Okay. I take the parchment from him. I start processing. I start processing Gambo.
And Michael grabs the paper from the ether, since you're invisible. It's like, and you see him go to reach for a whistle.
Fear me.
As you say this, you see him start to reach for, like, there's a whistle around his neck.
I smack it out of his hand.
I mean, that's absolutely a Gerlach thing. Yes, he could just swipe that whistle.
Steal the whistle.
Oh, I need dice for this game, huh?
Yep.
Damn it.
I don't know if it should be dex or strength to see if you're actually strong enough to move.
Look, let me have
either,
this.
Either one. Yeah.
We're going to roll with my better score, which I'm pretty sure is dex. I got to find it in all these stacks of papers I have. Let me see. My dex is 13 and my strength is 8.
All right. You want to roll over your check.
Yes. My check is dexterity is 8. So okay, I rolled a 15.
Yeah. All right, so yeah, you slap it out of his hand before he can bring it up his mouth. He's like, just
you're haunted
show
now.
Yourself.
No, you're haunted.
No, you're haunted.
Michael.
I'm the ghost of prisoners.
I actually like know you're haunted better as a ghost reaction. Just like, what's happening? No, you're haunted. It's like,
haunted. You know, do we have any ability to tell whether these are worthy foes around us?
So,
they don't look worthy.
So far it's very easy. These are not worthy foes. Maybe Matt at the end might be a worthy foe, but everyone else so far that you've interacted with went by, not worthy foes.
Mm-hmm. I have an action I'd like to take when we get a second.
Okay, yeah. So you might not have to take the action, but because Michael sees the situation now. He grabs the paper from you, Milana, and just puts his signature where the signatory would be required. And he's like, and he just shoves it back up into the air towards where he grabbed it from.
Yeah, I grab it.
And he's like, fine, take Gambo. I'm guessing you're heading towards Matt anyways in that direction. And I'll be keeping my eyes on you. And he does the whole two fingers thing from his
and
eyes.
And I will be
brain.
Living with you for the rest of your life. Because you're haunted.
Michael goes and unlocks the connection point from the chair to Gambo's shackles and shoves the chain end towards your guys' direction.
So we have to take his chain?
It seems that
I'll take his chain.
I mean, sure. Yeah, I'll just put Gambo on my shoulder. Like that weird little dude that hung out with Jabba the Hutt.
Oh my god. As you pick up Gambo, Newak, Gambo's like, Hey, Newak.
Yes, Gambo.
Thanks for helping, hopefully.
Yeah, no, you're cool. You're cool, little guy.
Okay. Cool, thanks. And I think he's saying this as you're walking towards Matt's desk.
Mm-hmm. Right,
And he's like, have you seen any good plays recently, Newak?
Man, it's been hard. Like, it's just like, I haven't, man. I'm ready for like a night on the town, but like, man, it's just so much killing people and like revenge and like reuniting with my family. And like, it's always something, you know?
Oh, that sounds like it could be a really good story. He's like, oh, here, tell it to me. Like, we'll have to spend some time and talk about it. And you hear him say, you've never heard this before. He speaks in a tongue that you've never heard. It's some kind of lizard tongue. And as he does that, you notice his ear holes start to glow. Milana, you know this is some kind of recording spell.
Weird.
Guess that he's a Pokemon.
Kind of. And he's like, what was that again, Newek? And so we don't have to go into it, but he is now wanting to record your story.
Yeah, and Newek will tell him, like, everything and probably confess to some, like, heinous, terrible, like, crimes in the process.
No! Can I stop Newek from doing this?
You tell me.
I try not to listen to him anymore. It's fine.
Can't believe he has to cast a spell to improve his memory. Sheesh.
It's recording. Okay.
He's an older guy, you know?
And so, yeah, you had a little bit of time talking because this is like, I'm visualizing in my head like a football field length, you know, chamber.
Sure, sure.
And sure enough, you get to the end and there's a much fancier desk and you come to this person that actually is in armor. Like everyone else has been in some kind of uniform, except for the guards out front. Inside this hall, most of the people have been in some kind of uniform, but not really armored or anything like that. Matt here is like in a full plate. He seems like an important person, a capable person, you know, possibly a worthy foe. And he kind of takes notice and raises one eyebrow as you approach. He's like, well, what do we have here? Expedited process? And he motions towards Gambo.
Whatever that means, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Paper.
Yeah, and also Brimstone like holds up his briefcase, gives it a good smack. We're here on official Pope business to interrogate some possible conspirators towards the Pope's life, people who are part of some kind of possible murder cult. It's a whole investigation, I'm sure you understand, and we're just here to get some information out of them directly from the Pope. And this is Matthias Cromwell, the head of information stuff.
State intelligence.
And I am his assistant, to pardon me for getting his title wrong. As you can see, I've been through a lot in my messy business. It's been a day and a half for me. And the assistant's assistant, are you going by Asriel? Are you going by Asriel?
Nope,
not. What are you going by here, buddy?
I don't know. Call me Jim. I don't care.
This is Jimothy. The assistant's assistant.
Old Jimothy.
The assistant.
Bring us all of your recent mass murder suspects.
So we can line them up and, you know, identify and get to the bottom of all of
this. We've got some interrogating.
Bring
to
them
do.
All into this room, unshackled, all together.
Line them up.
Give them weapons.
And if you're worried about a good old lawyer like myself, I'm not a lawyer that just hits the books, if you get what I mean.
He's like, oh, I see. Oh, well, we did have a quite influx recently. But what was your name again?
My name is, I think I've always been calling myself Brimstone. Doesn't really matter. I'm Brimstone. And he's like, lawyer. And like lists all his other prior occupations. Ghostbuster, I guess.
Yes.
And father.
Coach. Yes. And father. And life coach.
Stay-at-home father, business owner, life coach, martial artist.
May have heard of me. I don't know.
Wizard's apprentice.
Private eye.
Wizard troll. That's a weird one. Wizard troll. That's a weird one. I'm not actually a wizard. I'm not a troll. I just like trolling a wizard. So, you know, that's another one. That's kind of a hobby occupation of mine, sort of.
Mm-hmm. He's like, huh, well, go ahead. I guess, yeah, let's roll the charisma right now.
Four obstacle.
Yeah, plus four obstacle on top.
A 19.
Okay. And so Matt is like, well, a new, didn't know, haven't heard of your office, but I'll take note for processing in the future.
Brimstone like leans over. He's like, oh, good name for my my law office is Trial by Fire. I don't know.
Nice.
Yeah.
Or Trial by Combat. That'd be all right, too.
Trial by Combat.
Trial by Fire. Okay. Lawyer office.
I'm just trying to think of my own lawyer office name. Mm-hmm. Trying to think of a good one.
Mm-hmm. He's like, well, I can take you to the building that is housing the newest mass murderers and let you in. And you could deal with my other half, Matt, in there when you get there. And so Matt stands up and...
Wait, you have another half that's named Matt?
Yep, I do.
Like, which half is he?
Wait, so there's two Matts?
He's the more physical type.
There's two okay. mats.
So it isn't like literally half of you?
No.
Like if the other mat was just like a collection of organs, that wouldn't, I mean, that'd be pretty impressive, actually.
No. And I think you're all talking about this as you're like walking out and going throughout all the streets to a building.
So one of you is muscle mat and the other one of you is not muscle mat. I mean,
I'm mind mat and he's muscle mat.
Not mind and muscle mats. Okay. Mm-hmm.
How come you're wearing armor?
Where's straw mat?
I'm more of the mind, so I need to protect myself. Matt, not so much.
So he wears a helmet.
Do people get you guys confused all the time?
Because I'm really confused right now.
Oh, no. No one confuses us. I'm Matt, and you'll meet the other Matt.
How do you tell the difference between the Matts?
Oh, you'll know.
When people say, "Hey, Matt," and you're both walking down the hallway, like, what if they're not talking to mind Matt and they're talking to muscle Matt? And how?
Brothers?
We can't call you MM. We can't call you MM because
it's kind of like
MM.
It's kind of like I know these two Johns. I call one brother John, the other one other John, and that way don't get them confused.
OJ,
but there's
BJ.
Still confusion every now and then. Like someone just drops the name John, and the brother John's like me, and it's like, no, the other John. Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's very confusing.
The other Matt doesn't really get out much.
What does he do? What's his favorite thing to do?
His favorite thing to do is...
does he love to break bones?
He does love to break bones, and he loves to get lost in thought.
Wait, Muscle Matt likes to get lost in thought?
Yeah.
And Mind Matt wears armor?
What do you do, Mind Matt?
I work out.
This is terrible. What is your branding? It's not recognizable instantly.
I just work here, and Matt just lives here, okay?
Okay.
Hey, wait, Mind Matt.
So you get
No. You had to be named either by whatever brought you into this world, or you named yourself or others named you. Now, there's a story here, Mind Matt, and I'm going to get to the bottom of it as an investigative journalist.
Wait, I make sure that you worked for Trial by Fire.
Well, we all different
parts. I'm a ghost.
I'm trial by fire by sometimes. I'm a lawyer, and then that's kind of like my part-time job. But right now, I'm here as an assistant to the head director of state intelligence, Matthias Cromwell. And this is the assistant's assistant, Jimothy. And this is our investigative journalist who's
sometimes
invisible.
The ghost, who knows the most.
Who's a ghost, yes. Yes, there's no better investigative journalist than a ghost. Mm-hmm.
I do finger guns that nobody can see.
And my life story is being made into a play.
And I think with that, you get to the building.
Okay. We arrive.
Yes.
You're trying to get our stories straight.
It's great. And so you come to this building. This building is only two stories tall. It's not very big. It's not very fancy. Yet again, it's this one. Actually, there are 1-inch holes for you to assume maybe like for sunlight or windows or whatever. There is no big windows in this one. Matt gets to the door. He brings, actually, he doesn't even bring out keys. You see his hand glow. And he touches the door and opens it up. And it's this door is gigantic.
I would really like to take note of how he opened that door.
Hand glow, grab the lever and
what kind of magic is it?
It is some kind of warding and evocation magic that he is doing with his hand. Or the inverse polarity of it, I should say.
Do I have any sense that this lock would be difficult for me to overcome? Do I need his hand?
Yes.
I mean that we could make that happen.
I think you could overcome it, Gerlach. I'm pretty sure you could. It's just more of like if you're one level lower, it would be an issue. Like everyone else would be like, but you're just on the precipice of it would not be an issue for you, Gerlach. This door is gigantic. It is 8 feet wide and about 12 feet tall. And so Matt is his.
And how thick is it?
And it's about 4 inches thick. It is a high security door for all intents and purposes. And when he just opens it up and opens up into just a plain stone hallway that just goes straight. And then you can see it go off to the right. And so he opens it up and he's like, he just motions. Head on in. I'm sure you'll meet Matt in no time.
Are you coming with us?
You're not coming with us?
Nope.
You should come with us, Matt.
I'm sure Matt will be able to...
He's not as smart as you.
I was curious, though. For my own offices, where do I get a cool lock like that where I could just, you know, this is just you and me. This isn't like, I was wondering, where can I get something like that where it's just my hand glows and I open the door?
I'm sure the Order of Transcription could hook you up with something.
Order of Transcription, got it.
It's got your Apple ID built into your palm.
Yeah, you got a Palm Pilot.
So Matt, he tells you that. He's like, well, the other Matt will, I'm sure, buy your story. I need to get back to work.
Mind, Matt.
But
we've come so far together. What if we were to complete this journey together? I don't know why I want him to come with us so badly.
You know,
I'm afraid that other Matt is going to be something horrible that I don't want to know about.
Brimstone kind of thinks for a minute. He's like, you know what? Are you other Matt? Could you be like, you're trying to get away from us because you got to get ahead of us and then like Hulk out and then because has anybody ever seen you and Matt in the same room?
Yeah. Is what I'm asking. Yeah. I'm squinting. No,
Dr. Matt and Mr. Matt. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Did I figure this out?
No. But it won't be today, though.
No. Okay.
Dr. Mattel and Mr. Matty.
Wow. Great job. That was really good. I'm afraid that the other Matt is going to be like this abomination. I don't know.
Yeah.
Not like, okay. Milana is afraid of that, but Amber is suspicious of it.
I have to think that the more we talk about it, the more Josh is going to.
I already got locked in a while ago. Don't worry.
Oh, okay, good.
It's
good.
A room full of organs.
I feel like I was close, though, considering that Josh had a role on that question. But let's go. Let's go see what this other Matt's all about.
Right.
Yeah, he specifically said other Matt was not a pile of organs.
All right, so you all go in, and as you do so, the door closes in behind you, and hear a ka-dunk.
We're locked.
Ka-dunk. Oh, no, we're locked in. Can I try the door to confirm that we're locked in or something?
Oh, you are locked in, yes. And so, like I said,
it's
very...
not really suspicious, though, since we're in a prison. You know, it doesn't make... Yeah. It wouldn't make sense to leave all the doors unlocked that we pass through.
Yes, this is not suspicious behavior for a guard to do this.
So, you're in a very plain stone hallway. There are no doors. Is this a hallway that goes down for 40 feet and then goes to the right?
I guess that's what we do.
All right, you go down to the right, and then you see another plain stone hallway, and you come to a four-way stop.
Four-way stop.
Four-way.
Or four-way.
Like three, with three intersections we can go to.
Yeah, yeah.
He said to the right?
Is there a sign that says map this way?
No.
He told us it was just down to the right.
But other map might get lost. He's not very smart from what we understand. Aw.
So he told us to go down to the right, correct?
Yep.
Is there any reason to follow that instruction?
I mean, if we want to go see Matt.
Can we just shout to see if Matt comes up?
Yeah.
So
start yelling for
the
Matt.
Point of the other Matt was going to lead us to the prisoners we want so we don't have to free the entire prison.
Right. It's not like we're being very honest about the whole situation.
Let's just go to Matt. Let's just go to Matt and see what Matt's all about.
Brimstone
Since Josh has talked about
Matt
him
first.
So much, I need to see this other Matt.
If I,
I would just like to make the case as to the honesty of our situation. I really am the director of state intelligence. Yeah. You really are my assistant. There really is a murder cult. They want to murder the Pope. All these things are true. The untrue part is that it is my murder cult, and I want to kill the Pope. That's the only part that's untrue.
And really, that's more of a lie of omission. That's not a straight wolf check.
Yeah.
But, I mean, everything, we're not making any of this up at this point.
No.
So,
I mean, Brimstone may very well be a lawyer, and Milana may very well be a ghost. I don't know.
Well, I didn't pass the bar, but that doesn't mean I can't practice, right? Come on.
Anything's fortunate.
You pass the bar, and then you pass the store, and you pass another bar, and then you...
Right. I passed the bar, then I passed the business store.
You pass the briefcase shop.
I pass the briefcase shop. And now I'm a lawyer. Yeah. Makes sense to me.
So are we going to go find Matt, or are we going to go hop, skip?
I guess we need to go
jump
find Matt.
Through the
we
rest of the prison. Matt. Okay.
Because if I understand Matt's role, he's the one who would allow us access to the murderers that we came here for. Yeah. Is that correct?
Yes. Or you can point us in the right direction, and hopefully if he's as dumb as we think he is, maybe he'll be easy to get to do that.
I swear to... He's probably just a floating brain. I'm scared of Josh's face right now.
I think the odds are really good that we're going to get to see Matt, and there's going to be a loud clanging sound, and they'll be like, "We've got you, evildoers."
Well, let's see. I picture us walking. They'll give us free reign to kill. So
yes, it's murder.
So which way are we going?
I picture us walking through a doorway, and that's Matt's mouth, and then Matt will eat us, and that will be the end.
Matt's just a giant.
So one of these is to Matt's stomach. The other two are to Matt's lungs.
Mm-hmm. So we've been really building up Matt, and I just want to go see Matt now.
It goes to the right. You fall. You go to the right, and then you come to a four-way hallway. And at this time,
all over again,
Newek, you get the feeling that you're in a maze.
I'm telling you, Matt's can't be trusted.
What if Matt's another Minotaur?
Yeah, we are.
Which one of us can walk through walls?
Me. I did say Kool-Aid Man.
And also, I guess for you, Newek, as well, like, you know you're in a maze, and this feels so familiar. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, it's like the Minotaur Ray, right, of being in mazes.
Mm-hmm.
Especially when you've already got the flavor of this, you're like, this, I could get down with this. Mm-hmm. And as you do that, you also hear sound you've heard before. Like, it's almost as if it's yourself walking, right? Minotaurs make a certain sound when they walk. And then you see all of a sudden, coming around the bend, a big Minotaur.
All right.
Are you Matt?
I'm really good at killing Minotaurs.
What?
Is this Matt?
Matt?
I am Matt. Oh, Matt, we're lost. Is me.
We're lost. We're looking for some prisoners.
Ah, I see you've gotten lost in thought.
What?
Matt, your jokes are not great.
Is thought the name of this place?
Is this a thought maze?
Is thought the name of this maze or whatever?
It is of my maze, yes.
Well, I haven't thought of your maze at all.
Anyway, and as you're saying this, he looks at Newek, and he approaches and puts out his hand in expecting a clasp from Newek.
Yeah, we do the traditional Minotaur hand clasp. Yep.
Have you ever interacted with another Minotaur on this show?
Not in game.
Aside from
his daughter.
I think.
Well, yeah.
Well, his daughter's not really a Minotaur, is she?
She's half Minotaur.
She's
a half Minotaur. Yeah. So she's like 3/4 human.
She is not
human Minotaur.
And so Matt's like, "Who are you, and who has let you in?"
I am Newek.
Yeah, and the little Matt let us in. Why don't you guys call yourselves Little Matt and Big Matt?
It happens to be a coincidence.
Yeah, Matt is an odd name for a Minotaur. Why have you adopted human name and characteristics? Why not live up to the honor and pride of being who you are, Matt?
Are they even the same kind of Minotaur? Or is like Matt more like human with a bull's head?
No, Matt is definitely a Minotaur, but he is not the same kind of fur as Newek's fur. His fur is the kind of cow that's like very short fur.
So he's like half dairy cow?
Yeah, that might be right. So very, you know, short hair, but it's like browns that are going on orange and white, and their horns kind of curl forward.
Yes. What if Matt is a were-minotaur?
Yeah, that is a cool cow.
Well, surely he's a were, he's a minotaur.
And Matt's like, I have always lived here. Ulda was the one that gave me my name.
Who's Ulda?
Yeah,
that name sounds familiar.
You don't know.
So how about those mass murderers we're looking for?
What about those guys?
Mass murderers? Who?
Well, I understand there's been a bunch of mass murderers that have recently been brought in, and we're here to talk to them.
There are many here that have done many bad things.
But recently, within the last few weeks.
Recently.
And they're kind of like
mass.
They're kind of like they got like a toot about them, and they like pizza. Like not even a joke about the pizza part. And they kind of like, you know, they seem like they're part of a clique specifically.
Are they turtles?
No, but like seriously, like there's a whole
bit about the pizza guy bringing pizza.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, they were totally into pizza. Yeah.
Oh, boy. I'm not talking to you, Matt. Stay out. Yeah, there's a whole bit where they do the pizza.
But, I mean, honestly, Matt, like, what's the deal with the maze? Like, I mean, it doesn't bother me, but, like, if I hadn't been here, like, these guys, this would have been a bad ending for these dudes. And, like, they're pretty important, Matt. Like, why would little Matt do that to us? You guys would have...
Everyone comes in here lost.
Yeah, but, I mean, your ass would have been in a real sling if these guys had gotten lost in here. Like, they wander around in here for days and get hungry and stuff. That's not cool.
Mass murderers.
Just feels like a shady standard operation. You know what I mean?
Yes. It may be shady to you, but this is my life. I have grown accustomed to it. Uld treats me well. I am comfortable here.
You have an eye for this as a Minotaur. Matt's skin, like around his snoot, is a certain coloration that you could definitely tell indicates that he has not been exposed to light for a very long time.
Well, now I kind of want to free Matt. I don't care if he likes it. I'm evil.
That's a really good Star Trek episode about this situation.
But he likes it here. Why would we take him away from the thing he likes?
Yeah, I mean, I get it. Mazes are nice.
Did you hear
like
the
you
part
hang out.
Where we're evil?
No one messes with you. It's cool. Like, I'm into it. Like, I respect Matt. But, like, I'm just saying, like, if you ever want to change, Matt, like, you let me know. We'll hook you up, man. You're solid, bro.
I will think upon this as we walk. You say you're looking for mass murderers. I will take you to the chamber that should help.
And he starts walking through the maze. And to all of you, you don't know, like, where you're going. Newek knows in general. But we'll see what this chamber he speaks of is after the break.
Break!
Thanks for listening to Tales from Moxferry. If you dig what you heard, leave a review, and more importantly, tell your friends. That is the best way to help us out. If you'd like to help out even more, become a patron at patreon.com/geekspective. If you'd like to see how it's all made, join Josh every Sunday at 8:30 p.m. EST on the Geekspective Twitch channel for GM Prep. You can catch a live stream of Tales from Moxferry every other Saturday on the Geekspective Twitch channel at 6 p.m. EST. I want to thank Rudy Basso for editing the podcast and for making the opening recap. If you need someone to edit your podcast, you can find him on Twitter at Rudy Basso. I also want to thank Rob Anderson for making the Kick-Ass theme music. If you want him to make you some music, you can find him on Twitter at Potentially Rob. Thanks for listening. Catch you in 2 weeks or less.